再死，死也不再做他的主了。
For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God.
他死是像罪死了，只有一次，他活是像神活着。
Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
这样你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace.
罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有些祷告。
Hey, Father, I want to thank you that you gather us today.
父王，我们谢谢你聚集我们。
That you have already given us new life in your Son.
因为你在你儿子的里面已经把这个新生命赐给了我们。
So we ask that you would open the heavens to us today.
愿你将天打开。
That once again we would see the Son more fully.
我们能够更完全地看见你的儿子。
And that can draw us deeper and higher.
让我们能够更深。更高能够来 接近他
so that we can fully devote ourselves to you.
我们能够这样子来、敬拜你。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
King Hezekiah of Judah was in a tight spot.
犹太王希律七西家当时陷入一个困境。
Until that point on the world scene, the kingdom of Assyria was the largest empire in the world.
在当时的世界舞台上，亚述是最大的帝国。
And they were known for their ruthless brutality.
他们是以残酷无情而闻名。
And to appease their king, Sennacherib, Hezekiah decided to strip the gold from the temple doors and give it to him as tribute.
为了讨好亚述王希拿基利，西西家决定从圣殿的门上剥下金子献给希拿基利。
That less powerful nations often give tribute to more powerful nations to appease them from invasion.
弱小的国家为了讨好强大的国家必须进贡。
And that is why Isaiah came along to tell Hezekiah there's a true ruler, which is the God of heavens and earth.
以赛亚来提醒西西家，告诉他真正的王是神，那位主宰天地的神。
He is the one to whom we present tribute and honor.
他才是我们配得敬贡和尊崇的那一位。
This is a predicament we face as well. We seem to have two masters, two lords.
这也是我们现在面对的困境。我们好像有两个主。
And we have already been redeemed from the bondage of sin, yet we still give tribute and honor due to God to sin.
我们已经从罪的捆绑中被救赎出来。然而我们却常常仍然把本来属于神的尊荣和爱献给了罪。
And when we give in to sin, it produces two feelings inside of us.
当我们把这个这些给罪的时候，我们里面有两个感觉。
Sometimes we'll feel miserable, as if we disappointed the Lord, in that it seemed impossible to not give in to that sin.
我们里面觉得很可怜，我们觉得我们不应该把这一些给罪，但是我们没有办法。
Or it makes us indifferent and hardened to sin since we gave up struggling a long time ago.
或者我们就变得这样子的淡漠了，麻木了，我们觉得这个已经是不可能，我们已经完全投降于罪。
So if God had begun this great transformation work, how do we walk in a manner worthy of that salvation?
所以如果神已经在我们里面开始了这一项伟大的转变工作，那我们当如何行事为人呢，才能配得我们所领受的救恩？
How are we to be delivered from the slavery to sin's power?
我们怎能从罪的这样的奴隶底下被拯救出来？
So if we go to the book of Romans, so far Paul has been describing the good news of Jesus Christ.
到目前为止，在罗马书中，我们已经看到保罗描述了基督耶稣的好消息。
All people are counted sinners, unable to meet God's righteous requirement.
所有人都是罪人，已经被定罪，无法满足神公义的要求。
However, God loved us, so he sent his son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross and take sin on our behalf.
然而神爱我们，因此他差遣他的儿子耶稣在十字架上受死，替我们承担罪的刑罚。
And as a result of believing in Jesus, we are justified, declared righteous, and reconciled to God.
结果，当我们相信耶稣时，我们就被称义，也就是被宣告为义，因此与神和好。
We were reconciled, so thus forgiven of our sins, plural.
我们与神和好，我们的罪，这个复数的罪行已经被赦免了。
Then Romans 5 is the turning point in the epistle, because now we're addressing the source and principle of sin, singular.
罗马书第五章是这份书信中的一个转折点。他开始处理罪，就是这个单数的罪的源头或者原则。
Paul said, all sinned in our representative Adam. So every human being that followed was counted a sinner, guilty in the eyes of God.
保罗说众人都犯了罪，他指的是过去完成的那个单一行动，就是我们的代表亚当在违背神的情况下吃了那果子。以后每一个后来的人类都是有罪的。
And that's why he permanently moved us from the position in Adam and to a new position in Christ.
所以神把我们从亚当里转移到基督里，这是一个永远的转变。
So salvation in a nutshell is we are saved by God putting us in Christ.
所以救恩用一句话来说，就是我们被放在基督里面。
So our new position of being declared righteous also leads to us being made righteous.
那我们被宣告为义的这个新的地位，也意味着我们正在被成为义。
Romans 3:5 we said was Christ dying on our behalf for us, so we are justified.
就罗马书三到五章说到的是基督为罪而死，是代替我们死，我们被称义。
Romans 6 and on is Christ dying with us so that we can be sanctified.
从第六章开始说到基督向罪而死是与我们同死，所以我们可以被称义。
So last time we started with the first 7 verses of Romans 6, we said that the need for sanctification is because sin is incompatible with Christian living.
上次我们交通了罗马书第六章的一到七节，说到成圣的需要，因为罪与基督徒的生活是不相容的。
Because it harms our relationship with God and it damages our spiritual health.
因为它损害我们与神的关系，也破坏我们的属灵健康。
And then Paul said that the basis of that sanctification work is union with Christ in his death and resurrection.
接着保罗说到成圣的根据，就是说到我们与基督的联合，在他死与复活的形状上与他联合。
You can say that union with Christ is the escape hatch from the realm of Adam to the realm of God, from the realm of sin to the realm of life.
所以与基督的联合，我们可以说就是从亚当的那个罪的辖制底下逃脱，进入神 的恩典的里面。
Because we also died, we're no longer in the old realm. We are freed from the once supreme reign of sin.
因为我们也不在在亚当的领域，我们也就不再死，所以我们就从罪的那个至高无上的统治下得了自由。
And thus we come to the next few verses, which is verses 8 to 14, about the path to sanctification.
接下来我们要看接下来几节经节，就是8到14节，就是成圣的这个路有三个步骤。
Let's outline the three steps.
我们来看这个三个步骤。
The first step is to believe. That's in verses 8 through 10.
第一个步骤就是相信。这是在我们到八到十节里面看到的。
We believe that we have been united with Christ and thus freed from slavery to sin.
接下来我们看见我们与基督联合，我们已经从罪的奴役中得了释放。
Then the second step is to consider, and that is in verse 11.
在十一节里面，第二步说到的是当看。
Because we have been united with Christ, we consider ourselves dead to sin.And alive to God.
因为我们与基督的联合，我们看自己是当死的，反正向着神却是活的。
And then the third step is to present. That's in verses 12 to 14.
第三步是说献给，是在12到14节里面说到。
We are freed from slavery to sin, so we can freely present ourselves to God.
因为我们从罪的奴役中得了释放，所以我们得着自由，可以把自己献给神。
So let's talk first about the first step, believe.
接着我们先来看第一步，就是相信。
Verse 8 says, Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ...
第八节说到，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。因为知道点点点。
Salvation is from faith to faith. So the same principle of faith would operate from the beginning of our salvation story until its end.
因为救恩是本于信以至于信，所以救恩的起初的那个信心的原则也一定是在中间和末了的原则。
And as we receive justification by faith, and likewise, we have to begin with sanctification by faith.
一人必因信得生，同样我们也说我们成圣同样也是因着信。
And faith is always based on accomplished fact, not based on wishful thinking.
信心是建立在事实上面，并不是我们想象中的一个空的。
That's why Paul says, we believe knowing that. Believing is based on knowing.
所以保罗为什么要这样说？我们信，因为知道，这个相信是建立在知道之上的。
Knowing that Christ.
知道基督已经。
True spiritual knowledge always starts with knowing more of Christ.
真实的信心是从更多的认识基督开始的。
When you don't know where to turn for an answer, just look at Christ and you will find the principle.
当你不知道该往哪里寻找答案的时候，只要来看耶稣。
Once you know him, you can start to know yourself and to know how to live the Christian life.
一旦你更多认识基督，你就更多的认识你自己，也知道如何来过基督徒的生活。
But if you try to understand how to live a holy Christian life by examining yourself as the starting point, you will be discouraged and disappointed.
但是若是你试图以检点自己来起点来认识关于基督徒生活的事情，你一定会灰心丧气。
So we believe that we are united with Christ. That means we share a common story arc or storyline with the Lord.
我们相信我们与基督联合，这个就是我们与基督好像是放在一个故事的里面。
Whatever happens to him will then happen to us.
发生在基督身上的也发生在我们的身上。
So from verse 9, we see that Christ was raised from the dead and never to die again.
在第九节我们看见基督既从死里复活就不再死。
Death is no longer master over him, so when Christ died, he was freed from sin and death.
死也不再做他的主了，所以基督 他不再受罪和死的捆绑。
And thus we can make the inference to ourselves too. We are also free from sin and death.
所以我们也相信这些事情发生在我们身上，我们也不再受罪和死亡的捆绑。
And then verse 10 continues that story by saying, the life that Jesus lives, he lives to God.
第十节接着说，他活是向着神活。
And now we live for one audience, for one purpose, which is to God.
我们也同样为着我们的主的旨意来活，向着神活。
And after the first step of believing this simple truth, we arrive at the second step of considering.
当我们看完这个第一步相信以后，我们来看第二步当看。
Consider is in verse 11, which says, even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Considering can also be translated counting, reckoning, or calculating.
当看或者算作也可以被翻译为计数或者计算。
You acknowledge something's full value and worth.
意味着你承认某一件事的全部的价值或者是分量。
You let something's full weight sink in.
好像就是让它全部的重量能够沉淀下来。
Remember when Jesus met the blind man in Bethsaida?
回想当耶稣在遇见那个生来就是瞎眼的那个人。
When Jesus put his hands on the blind man's eyes, for the first time he looked around and saw blurry shapes.
当他的手放在这个生来瞎眼的人的身上的时候，他抬头看见那个模糊的形状。
What are those vertical poles moving but not tipping over?
他觉得很奇怪，那个竖立的柱子在那里移动，但又不倒下。
His mind is trying to process the oddity of walking trees.
他在那里思想这个很奇怪的那个树怎么又会移动。
Then when Jesus touched his eyes again, he saw clearly.
当耶稣再次摸他的眼睛的时候，他看得清楚。
That's when it hit him. He was looking at human beings just like himself.
这时候他才明白他所看见的就是和他一样的人。
That is what I look like. That is who I truly am.
这个就是我该是怎样的，该看起来当是如何的。
If you look at anything, your brain may take a split second to process what am I looking at.
所以当你在那里看事物的时候，可能很快你脑子里会在想，我在看的到底是什么。
And the same is true for our spiritual eyes.
这个对我们信心的眼睛也是同样的。
Our faith is looking at a spiritual truth that is unchanging in eternity.
我们用信心眼睛所看见的这些真理是永远不变的永恒的真理。
That high and great truth must pass through the realm of the spirit to the realm of where our mind and our emotions can process information.
必须从属灵的这样的领域里面能够进入到我们的情感心思里面来认识明白。
And that's why as a result of considering, a spiritual truth can sink into our hearts to produce the necessary proper action in response.
这样子的话，这个属灵的这些真理能够真正的到我们的心中，也能触发我们的心，让我们里面有一个合适的回应。
So let's take a look at the two things we must consider. The first truth to consider is,Yourselves to be dead to sin.
我们接下来来看两件这样的事实。第一个就是看自己像罪是死的。
John Calvin called the human mind a forge of idols.
约翰加尔文谈称人的自我是一个偶像的熔炉。
Our old self is like a factory that produces sins.
我们的自我好像就是一个邪恶的工厂，在那里制造罪。
And last time when we were sharing on the first part of Romans 6, we referred to Romans 6:6 about how that factory works.
上一次我们讲到六章第六节的时候，我们有说过这个救人和这个工厂的事情。
Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
We imagine a bullet factory which takes input steel and makes them into output bullets.
想象有一个子弹工厂，它把这个原料钢材输入以后，就能制造出子弹。
There are three ways to stop the bullets from being produced by this factory.
有三种方式可以让这个子弹工厂停工。
Destroy every bullet that pops out of the assembly line.
一个就是摧毁从生产线上出来的每一颗子弹。
That's tedious. Or you could destroy the whole factory.
这个听起来很费力。或者你可以摧毁整个工厂。
Or you could blockade the steel supply from getting to the factory.
或者你可以封锁那个钢材、钢铁的供应，叫它无法进到工厂。
The source or supply is sin.
在这个例子当中，我们知道这个源头或者供应的是罪。
The factory is the old self, and the output are the sins, the actions of the body.
这个工厂就是我们这个罪旧人，产出的就是罪行，我们身体的行为。
The way that God works is.To destroy the factory at the center of the process.
而神做的就是在这里把旧人这个工厂这个中间中心的那一步给摧毁了。
Through crucifying our old self, all that we inherited from Adam, crucified with Christ.
是借着与基督同钉十字架来毁灭从亚当所承受的一切那个旧人。
Once the old self is dead,Then it is freed from the source of sin.
所以一旦这个旧人死了，我们就从罪的这个权势下得了释放。
And now has to come the careful math, the accounting, the reckoning.
那现在我们就来看这个计算和仔细算账的这些事。
You have to be the owner, the store owner, to take stock of what you gained and what you lost.
你好像就是那个店主，你在那里仔细的盘算，你到底得了什么，又失了什么。
How much did you earn, and how much did you spend? How much came in, and how much went out?
你在那里算，你到底需要你赚了多少，又花了多少，得了什么，又失了什么。
If you sold something priced at $100 and received only $50 from the customer, something is very off.
假如说你卖掉了100元的这个货物，但是你却收到了从你的客户那儿只收到了50块钱，那说明这个事情一定有错。
You are in your heart having to set up a score sheet with the pluses and the minuses.
所以在你心中要有这一本账，就是正的、负的这样子那里在那里计算。
Because in Romans 5, Paul said, "What you gain is the gift of righteousness." And what you lost are many transgressions.
所以保罗告诉我们，我们得了许多义的恩赐，而失去的是许多的过犯。
We need to consider and reckon that.
我们需要在这里计算。
Then we gained eternal life through Jesus Christ, and we lost the old corruptible life of Adam.
我们是借着耶稣基督已经得了永生，而失去的是亚当的那个旧的毁坏的生命。
And in our hearts we reckon and consider that.
结果我们被算为义。
We also gained justification and lost condemnation, all penalty of sin.
因着我们被称义，我们也不被定罪了。
So as your heart goes through listing out the pluses and the minuses,of what we gained in Christ and what we lost in Adam.
所以当我们在这里算加上的或者是减去的，我们加上的是得了基督，减去的是失去了亚当。
And we can come closer and closer to a clear picture of who we are.
所以我们会一点一点非常清楚看见我们今天的新的身份。
Have we already count up what is already in our inventory?So that we don't have to strive for certain things.
所以我们已经看见我们手中已经得着的产业，我们就不需要在这里继续的努力。
Do we already count up in our inventory what's a valuable resource against sin and we did not miss it?
我们已经看见犯罪的这个源头已经被去掉了。
Because Romans 5 already says how much we have secured in Christ.
在罗马五章已经看见我们在主里面得着的是何等的。
And those resources are already in our inventory, in our supply.
而这个那样的稳固已经是在我们我们的保险柜里头。
And that's how we can arrive at the second truth, which is consider yourselves alive to God in Christ Jesus.
接下来第二个事实就是我们向着神在基督耶稣里是活的。
Being alive to God is a profound thought more than what it seems at first when we believed.
向神活着这是一个深刻的思想，比我们起初看起来是更为深远的。
We may think of something alive as it exists, but that's not alive in the sight of God.
我们可能以为这个活着只是存在而已，但是在神的眼中这并不是算活着的。
Alive to God is a state where we are truly who God made us to be.
而这个在神眼中的活着是一种状态，这个状态说到的是我们能够成为真正神造我们所要成为的样子。
We are children of God who are free in his house.
我们是神的儿女，我们在神的家中得着了自由。
God cannot see us alive if we are a slave in someone else's house.
神他不能看我们是活着的，若是我们活在别的人的家中做奴役。
Because only in liberty can we truly and fully be the human as God intended.
只有这个真实的自由，我们才能够在神眼中成为他要我们所成为的状态。
A born again Christian can live according to his spirit's desires. Where the spirit is, there is liberty.
重生得救以后，我们就可能活出神要我们活出的这样的状态。
God made humanity in his own image.
神造人是照着他的样式。
God has free will to love and to act and to think, and so we likewise the same.
神照着他自己的旨意去爱，去思想，去行动，这些在我们人类也同样有自由意志。
But that freedom vanished when humans gave themselves to sin.
但是这个自由却是失去了当人犯罪堕落以后。
Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave to sin.
所以主耶稣说，实实在在我告诉你们，犯罪的都是做了罪的奴仆。
And Ephesians said that you are dead in your sins.
以弗所书说到的，你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
We were subjected to sin, to uncontrollable lustful impulses.
那时我们在其中行事为人，随从今世的分属。
And sin controlled our thoughts, so there was no independence to love, think, or act.
当时那个罪是控制了我们，叫我们没有办法得着独立的自由，去爱，去思想，去行动。
And one day we were freed by the gospel.
有一天因着福音，我们得着了自由。
Isaiah said that Jesus came to proclaim liberty to the captive and set free the oppressed.
所以耶稣来到世上是要宣告被掳的得释放。
Hence the restoration of our liberty is a sign that we are truly alive.
所以我们这个自由的恢复才是我们真正活着的标志。
We have been removed from the old realm into a whole new separate realm with a new master.
所以我们从旧的这样的禁忌领域里面被移到了这个新的领域，在新的这个主人的底下。
And that's why verse 11 here is the first time in Romans where Paul uses the phrase in Christ rather than with Christ.
所以在罗马这个十一节里面讲到的第一次他是说到在基督里，而不是说与基督一同。
It's a change of state, rescued from slavery to sin because our old self's dead to it and our new self is alive in Christ.
而改变了整个我们的状态，原先我们是向着罪活的，向着神是死的，现在我们向着罪是死的，向着神是活的。
And now that we're alive to God, what shall we do with this newfound liberty?
那我们现在向着神是活的，我们又如何来运用这个活的这样的状态？
That brings us to the next step, which is to present.
接着这个带到我们的第三步就是献给。
12 to 13 says, Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its lusts, and do not go presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人。将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Here Paul starts with two things not to do, which are not to allow sin to reign in the mortal body and not to go on presenting members of the body to sin.
保罗在这里一开始就说到有两件事是不允许的。第一，不让罪在必死的身上作王。第二，不继续把身体的肢体献给罪。
For the first concept of not letting sin reign in the mortal body, that you obey its lusts, it says that mortal body is where sin dwells.
这个关于不让罪在必死的身上作王，使我们顺从他的私欲这个观念，首先我们看见必死的身体是罪居住的地方。
As long as we're in our current corruptible body, we can still sin.
只要我们仍然留在现今这个肉身之中，我们仍然可能犯罪。
It's only at the Lord's second coming we'll receive glorified bodies that cannot decay and cannot sin.
只有等到主第二次回来的时候，有一天我们得着这荣耀不朽坏的身体，那时候我们身体不会犯罪。
But what's helpful here is that although sin resides in the mortal body, it does not have full reign or full control over us.
那我们现在的希望是什么呢？虽然这个罪仍然居住在我们这个必死的身体里面，但是它却没有完全的统治权。
That's a liberating thought.
这是一个得释放的一个思想。
Meaning the natural desires or lusts of the body don't have to take priority over spiritual ones.
这就说到这个天然的欲望。它不能再胜过我们属灵里面的灵里的那个渴慕。
Where sinful desires are temporary, it only has effect for this lifetime.
而这个罪性里面的那种私欲，只能是暂时的，只是在我们现在的肉体里面才有。
So one helpful analogy for a tempted Christian is that we can hold the tension.
所以在这里有一个比喻我们可以看见来帮助我们理解。
Such as an athlete can hold the tension of not eating junk food today in order to train for sporting glory to come.
说到运动员为着这个比赛，他们就是要在这里节制他们的饮食。
Likewise, for the carnal Israelites, it would now be possible to hold off on melons and leeks.In order to enter the promised land.
所以我们就能想象这个旧约的这个以色列人在西乃旷野的时候，他们同样也可以为着要进迦南这个他们的应许之地，他们可以不再思想埃及的这个黄瓜与韭菜。
The more exact details will be in Romans 8.
这些我们可以后会在罗马书第八章看见。
And then the second part of what to not allow is we should not present the members of our body to sin.
第二部分说到不允许的是我们不能将我们的身体上的肢体献给罪。
The word members can be translated as instruments or tools.
这个肢体这个词也可以被解释翻译成为器具或者工具。
The various parts or faculties of our body are instruments or tools of one master or another.
好像我们身上的各个部分和功能可以成为某一个主人的器具或者工具。
It's like a master carpenter at the workbench having to employ the right instruments to complete a task.
好像是一个熟练的这个木匠，他在这个工具桌工作桌上，他可以使用各种的器具在那里做活。
Let's say if Sin wanted to change someone's actions, he can go after their mind as the right instrument to influence.
所以当罪在那里，他想要影响人，改变他的行为的时候，他先从他的心思下手。
He would introduce doubt and fear so they do not carry out that right action.
所以他在那里让他里面有疑惑有恐惧，好叫他不能做正确的事情。
Sin, if he wants to create this unity in the church, may employ someone's mouth to rebuke others in righteous anger.
他想要破坏教会中的这个合一，他就是借着人上有的人的嘴在那里播放传播一些谣言。
Which instrument has sin been going after in your life?
我们身上又有什么样的器具给罪在那里做器具呢？
If we consider that, then it brings us to this next part about we must have our instruments employed by God according to His will.
想到这里，我们必须要说，我们必须让我们的肢体是献给神做器具。
Sister Havergal had this hymn, Take my life and let it be consecrated, wholly offer thee.
这个有一个姊妹 Havergal 她所写的这首诗歌说到取我的全身做献给神，毫无保留在她面前。
Each verse describes a different instrument that she can either offer to sin or to God to use.
每一节他都在那里描述一个不同的器具，就是肢体，可以献给罪或者是献给神。
To give herself wholly to God.
他在那里说要全然归给神。
So verse 13 that continues with, But present yourselves to God, a once and done action.
在十三节里面说到，我们是要把肢体献给神，而是一次永远在那里。
A presenting that's a once for all action of yourselves to God as alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
我们是因为从死里复活的，所以我们要把自己献给神，也把我们的肢体作为义的器具。
The word present means give oneself to God.
这边说到的献上就是把自己献给神。
This is the same word that Luke used for Mary and Joseph presenting the baby Jesus to the Lord at the temple.
这个献给也是在路加福音我们看见说到约瑟和玛利亚把婴孩耶稣献上的那个同样的。
At the moment we were just born, when we were born again, we want to start to present ourselves to God as those alive from the dead.
所以在这里好像看到我们重生了以后，好像就是那个新生的婴孩能够把自己从死里复活以后来献给神。
How does presenting ourselves work?
那这个献上又如何来运作的呢？
You are getting ready to go to your new job.
你好像已经准备好了要去新的工作单位上班。
You picked out a shirt that will match your pants.
你找了一件上衣跟你的裤子是相匹配的。
You had a lot of preparation work in the morning, taking care of things around the house, so you get to work slightly discombobulated.
对，早上又有许多要准备的，而且要处理家里的事情，所以你就不知不觉有点迷迷糊糊的出门了。
And you get to work confused.
完了你到了工作的地方。
I was confused.
就是糊涂的迷糊的到了那儿呀。
And you swipe your work ID at the door, but it doesn't work.
你在门口在那里刷你的工作证，但是却刷不开。
You recognize the security guard, and you say, my ID is not working.
完了你告诉保安人员，告诉他们我怎么不能进门。
The person says, of course it doesn't, you don't work here anymore.
完了保安人员告诉你当然打不开，因为你已经不在这里工作了。
The issue was that you were so used to driving to your old workplace.
对，问题在于你实在太习惯开车去旧的地方上班。
And when your mind was distracted, thinking about different things, you unconsciously drove to your old company.
当你脑子有许多的压力让你分心的时候，你就不经意的就把车开到了旧的公司上班。
It is easy to gravitate to our old boss out of habit.
所以出于这样的习惯，我们很容易回到旧的老板那里报道。
You did not realize it. It was too late, and now you feel ashamed and embarrassed.
你没有意识到，而现在已经太晚了，所以你感觉到的就是羞耻和那个尴尬。
Likewise, when we're under confusion, anxiety, or pressure, we go and present ourselves to our old management sin.
同样，我们也常常在压力底下，我们会把自己交给旧的管理者。
Because it was such a new change, you did not have a chance to reckon or consider the change in management.
因为你来不及在那里算或者是认定那个管理权已经改变，所以你就又回到老的这个旧的老板底下。
But look at your new ID card. It says that you belong to Christ.
看看你新的那个身份证上面写的。你属于基督。
Let that new identity, new position sink in.
让这个新的身份和地位能够沉淀下来。
If we belong to Christ, why do we still report to duty for sin?
如果我们是属于基督的，为什么还是向罪来报道？
That's why the conclusion here, 14 says, for sin shall not be master over you.For you are not under law, but under grace.
所以在这里我们看见我们罪并不能做我们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
Sin is a slave master over his domain, hangs around, but he shall no longer be master over you.
对，虽然在那里好像还在那里想要来做你的主，但是他却不能做你的主。
We have to emphasize this point. Here it says, for sin shall not be master over you.
在这里我们要强调的是说，因为罪并不能做你们的主。
The shall here is that this is a promise of a truth, not a command that you have to do.
在这里给我们看见的是一个那个恩典的应许，而不是说是一个命令你必须来做。
Mm-hmm. Sin shall not be master over you. He...does not have that capability anymore.
说到罪，他不能，说到他没有这样的能力再来做你的主。
He does not have that ability because, that's why there's a second four, you are not under law, but under grace.
因为他不能做你的主，在这个地方有一个原因，因为你不是在律法底下，你是在恩典之下。
The reason being the slave who used to serve sin is now dead,taken out of sin's domain.
原先我们在那里做罪的奴仆的时候，那这个已经死了。
And because we're now under grace, no longer under law, sin has no more control over his former slave.
我们现在在恩典之下，不在律法之下，罪在我们身上就没有这样子的权柄。
And because we're now under grace and no longer under law.
因为我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下。
The motivation of presenting ourselves once for all to God is a conscious decision out of love and not because we were forced.
所以我们把自己献上献给神的动机是一个有意识的主动的一个选择，因着爱。而不是一个强迫。
You can say that the new company culture is one of grace, not one of coercion.
你可以说这个新公司的文化是一个恩典的文化，而旧公司的文化是一个强制的文化。
And someone like us that are alive to God operates optimally in an environment of grace.
因着这样子的恩典，我们可以有理想的在那里工作。
Where you're constantly aware of the divine presence.There is freshness and freedom.
因为我们知道这位神，神圣的神的同在，所以在我们里面有那样子的新鲜的感觉。
And religion and law would vanish away.
而这个宗教的这些这些强迫的这些东西就不见了。
To summarize the three points, we said we believe in being united with Christ, considering that we are alive in God and presenting ourselves to Him freely.
因着我们与基督是联合的，所以我们可以自由的把我们自己献给神。
One might think so far the scheme that's presented by Paul is far too simple, far too passive.
也许有人会觉得这个保罗在这里所提出来的好像是很简单，甚至有点消极。
But even so, this is God's way for a particular reason.
虽然好像看起来有一点这样的情形，但这个确实是神的道路。
God's way often operates differently from our way.
因为神的道路往往与我们的不同。
We want quick actions, quick spiritual discipline, so-called for a few days, and then quick results.
我们往往倾向于那种快速的行动，快速的结果。
Robert Govett said the sanctification process is very slow. It's similar to being nailed to a cross.
这个 Robert Govett 他在那里说到这个成圣这个过程是一个要需要时间的，好像就像基督在钉十字架的这样的一个情形。
That's why Govett said that Paul chose such a fitting picture to say that we were crucified with Christ.
所以Govett 说保罗在这里选了这样子一个非常贴切的一幅图画，我们与主耶稣同钉十字架。
Death of any crucified body on the cross is not instant. You're pinned by your hands and your feet.
在钉十字架的这个死亡的这个过程不是一下子就完成的，好像你被钉住了双手和双脚。
But the rest of your body is not pinned. It is struggling, squirming, heaving, fighting for another breath.
而其余的那个身体的其他的部分却仍在挣扎，在那里扭动、呼喊、起伏。
Death comes slowly, sometimes after many days.
这死亡是慢慢的来的，有时甚至要经过数日。
Likewise, God's way has to be resilient, not just to handle one-off temptations, but to provide a supply for a lifetime.
所以这个不断的重复的认识、相信，而且献上这个过程不是一次的，甚至有的时候是一生之久。
As we face every incoming sin, we are...put into a position where we have to apply that three-step process, believing, reckoning, presenting, etc.
所以当我们遇到这样子的试探来临的时候，我们就要在这里重复的来经过这三步，相信看当看，还有就是献上。
And that compels us to have to confront the great truth that we are dead to sin and alive to God.
我们常常需要在重复的在思想，我们已经向着罪死了，向着神是活的。
As a result, a constant vigilance and constant attitude of faith becomes ingrained.
而常常保持这样子的一个态度。
I can say more faithfully each time that I have a new master, you have no claim over me.
所以我们可以忠心的每一次我们都对这个试探说，我今天已经有一个新的主人，你在我身上没有任何的权利。
This way it can be with us as we battle all our days, because sanctification can never be achieved fully in this lifetime.
所以这每一天我们都会经历这样子的一个征战，而这个成圣的过程是在我们这个一生之久一直持续的。
So if you are currently dissatisfied with your spiritual state,
所以现在若是你对你的属灵的光景不满意的话，
Do not give up because God may be urging you to go deeper in sanctification.
就不要灰心，因为神可能在这个时候正在那里呼召你能够更深来跟随他。
Each day gives us a new opportunity to know the power of the new life of Christ to counteract the sin in our body.
在这个成圣的过程中，我们每一天可能经历他的新的生命，新的能力。
As we go through this process, we become more certain that we are alive to God.
结果就让我们里面更有信心，我们知道我们向的神是活的。
So in conclusion, the central truth in this passage is that we are alive to God through union with Christ.
所以这个结论是什么呢？就是今天我们读的这一段经文里面中心的真理，就是我们向的神是活的。
Christ's death freed us from sin so that we can be fully human as God intended.
基督的死已经为我们赢得了这个脱离罪的捆绑的自由。
With our newfound life and freedom, we know and consider the magnitude and the inventory of it.
当我们来看我们这个新的生命和自由，我们在那里计算的时候，我们该如何怀
疑 Once that sinks in and touches our heart, we want to present ourselves to Him for the Master's use out of love.
当我们在这里思想被他来触动以后，我们的反应就是我们愿意被这个新的主人来使用。
Therefore, we are alive to God in Christ, so let us live as ones who are living and not those who are dead.
所以今天在基督耶稣里，我们向着神是活的，我们要活着像活着的人，而不是像一个死去的人。
So that brings us to the end of our sharing.
我们的交通就停在这里。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有些祷告。
Father, we ask that you would touch our hearts today.
父啊，求你来触摸我们的心。
Once again, show us the greatness of the salvation you gave us your son.
让我们再一次看见你将你自己的儿子赐给我们是何等大的救恩。
That if you put any dissatisfaction in our hearts about our spiritual state,
让我们里面也有这样的对我们自己的属灵的状态这种不满意的情形。
We want to come back to you, come under grace.
我们愿意回到你的面前，回到恩典的底下。
So that we can be all for the Master's use.
我们能够成为这你作为我们主人所使用的。
In your son's name we pray.
奉你儿子的名。
Amen.
Amen.